This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio. Watch me.
That's right. It's the queen, y'all.
Watch me. Movie reviews with Kathy Bond.
There's a city in North America that's always fascinated me. And nope, it's not New York, L.A., Montreal, or even Toronto, home to the mayor who shall not be named for fear of stoking his ego that is already the size of an ever-expanding black hole. Nope, it's none of these. It's Detroit. I've been interested in Detroit since I used to hear Motown at my cousin's place in Windsor. I'll never forget listening to Marvin Gaye purr, "What's Going On?" while we played in the backyard trying to catch fireflies in jars and ignore the stink coming off the Detroit River. I also remember going to a gay disco in the early 80s. You had to drive under the Jefferson Street Bridge. Teenagers stood up above, dropping concrete blocks, trying to hit the cars. I had a convertible, so there was a legitimate cause for concern, but I still went. Why? It was exciting. And now Detroit is famous as the city. If you've got the guts, you can buy a home for $1,000 or even under. Think about it. A house in a city with an infrastructure of water, roads, and sewers. And there's still law and order. Well, sort of, kind of, RoboCop law and order, but it's there. Yes, moving there might be a bit dangerous to that thing called life. But you might get a $500 house. You might make some new friends. And you might even help change the world from one where we suck it dry of what we need and leave it and all the people we used along the way and simply find another place to do it again. But what if we homestead and reclaim this lost city? That's the spirit that seems to be at the heart of directors Heidi Ewling and Rachel Grading's documentary, Detropia. Equal parts utopian heaven matched by an equal dollop of Hieronymus Bosch's version of hell. The duo takes the viewer on a non-linear head-scratcher through ghetto hell holes where hope is dead, all the way to the brand new Detroit Opera House, where we can see a glimmer of how art might just conquer this smashed up wreck of a town. And indeed, art seems capable of saving the city. In some beautifully rendered areas where art all too poignantly mimics life, we can see how the human spirit can endure, prevail, and soar miles above human misery. In 1930, Detroit was the largest growing city in the world. In the 1950s, it had lost half of its population, and it kept falling. The race riots and fire of July 23, 1967, brought in the federal troops. But now, amidst squawks of being forced into selling one of the finest art collections in the world, and all the talk of bankruptcy, just Detroit is still standing. And according to my pal, Tom Lussier, of the world-famous, never-to-be-missed Fog Lounge, Detroit is the urban comeback kid of the 21st century. There's a lot more Detroits waiting in the wings. Beautiful, forgotten treasures that remind me where we've been. Amazing cities that we can bring back to life. It's not only Detroit. The days of big money paying our way are over, and now it's up to us. Let's use the Kickstarter models. Start small and build big. Small families can't afford to live in Toronto. What about Brantford, Hamilton, other abandoned manufacturing cities? The infrastructure is already there. Let's get together and talk. There's no telling the miracles that might unfold. For Watch Me, I'm Kathy Bond.